Masechta Tainis Daf Tes Vav Med Aleph, Dir Maschil Or Zerul Atzadik V'Yishrei Lev Simcha. The Gemara had recorded a series of drushes from various Amoraim, outlining how various adjectives or activities are associated with different categories of people. So following that pattern, the Gemara recorded a drusha from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Afani Omer, Lo Hakol Ora V'Lo Hakol Simcha. Not everyone is destined for illumination, not everyone is destined for Simcha. Rather, tzaddikim laora, v'yisharim l'simcha. Tzaddikim are destined for illumination, and yisharim, those who are upright, are destined for joy. As it states in the pasuk, or zaru la tzaddik v'liyishrei lev simcha. So we see that or is the reward or destiny of the tzaddik, and simcha is the destiny of the yisharim or the yishrei lev. So Tosis has the following implicit kasha. Earlier, when making similar kinds of drushas, so the Amoraim would challenge the one making the drusha that how do you know that these ideas are meant to be mutually exclusive? Maybe the category of people listed in the second half of the pasuk have the particular attribute of the first half of the pasuk in addition to what it says in the second Efra Pasuk. As an example, the Gemara quoting a Nevuah of Yeshaya and a Messianic prophecy refers to how all the nations of the world and a nobleman will rise and bow on that momentous occasion in honor of Klal Yisrael. So it states, Malachim Yiru V'kamu, Sorim V'yishtachavu. So Rabbi Elazar takes this pasuk to mean that Malachim are doing standing, kima, and the Sarim are doing bowing, yishtachavu. So Rabbi Zera challenged that had it said Sarim yishtachavu without the vav of v'yishtachavu, so then it would be mutually exclusive. But now that it says Sarim v'yishtachavu, so the implication is that the Malachim are doing kima, and the Sarim are doing both kima, standing, and also yishtachavu, bowing. So Tosis wants to know why that kind of objection is also not relevant to our pasuk of Or Zaru La Tzaddik, Yishrei Lev Simcha, that maybe Tzaddikim get Or, but how do you know that the Yishrei Lev only gets Simcha? Maybe they get Or and also Simcha, because after all, here also we have a Vav, Or Zaru La Tzaddik, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. So, we read the Tosis inside now. Pirish. V'ein lomer k'dla'el. One cannot say, as we stated earlier, v'li yisharim hai v'hai. Similar to what we said about the Sarim, that the Sarim should do both Kima and Ishtachava, that the Yisharim should have both Ora and Simcha. Simcha ve'ora. V'li yisharim hai v'hai, namely Simcha ve'ora. Again, similarly to what we said before about the Sarim, where because of the Vav of the Ishtachava, we said that they would do Kima and Ishtachava, so here also the Yisharim should have Tosis say Simcha ve'ora, but the order of the Pasuk is Ora ve'simcha. So here is Tosis's answer to that implicit question. The Bach adds in the letter Dalit, Di im kain, de amrinan de l'yishrei lev, koi ahad de l'el. If we're going to say that the Yishrei lev is also referring to what was stated earlier, namely concerning the tzaddik that he gets ora, so kimo kain amrinan, we would also have to say, and here the Bach changes the gears from tzaddikim to tzaddik, because we're quoting the pasuk or zerul tzaddik, de tzaddik koi ahad de avasre. That tzaddik is also going on that which is written below, namely that the tzaddik would not only get ora but also simcha, just like we would be proposing that the yishrei lev would be getting not only simcha but also ora. And why is that? Kevan de samuch tzaddik li yishrei lev. Since in this pasuk, and as we'll see in a moment, in direct contrast to the other pasukim that I quoted in the other context, de samuch tzaddik li yishrei lev. Because in this pasuk we have or zaru la tzaddik li yishrei lev simcha. That our two heroes, the tzaddik and the Yishrei Lev, are directly juxtaposed to each other with a vav in between, with an and. And there clearly must be a distinction between Tzaddikim and the Yishrei Lev, as far as this pasuk is concerned. And here again the Bach changes the gears to Letzadik, because that's the quote in the pasuk. Rather than breaking it up as follows, or Zaru Letzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, it should say Letzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Ora V'Simcha. So clearly there must be a distinction between the two. So, if we're going to say that the Yishrei Lev not only gets Simcha but also get Ora because of the Vav connecting them, so we're going to be forced to say that the Tzaddik not only gets Ora but also gets Simcha. Again, because the two subjects are juxtaposed to each other. Or Zeruah La Tzaddik or Yishrei Lev Simcha. And since we know there must be some distinction between them, either it's exclusive, or one has one and one has two, but you can't say both have both, otherwise you should have written the pasuk directly indicating that. And now Tos explains how this directly contrasts with the other psukim where this objection does not apply. Aval, Bach adds in the letter Bet, Behahid La'el, concerning the Malachim and the Sarim, that was mentioned earlier on in the Gemara, Lo Havu Malachim Visarim, the Bach modifies a bit, Kesuvim Ahadadi. The subject Malachim and the subject Sarim are not written right next to each other. Rather, they are divided by a verb. Ella, yiru v'komu beinayu. The words yiru and komu, namely they will see and they will stand, that divides between the malachim and the sarim. Again, the verse is, as we see at the top of the page on Tesvav and Aleph, malachim yiru v'komu, sarim v'yishtachavu. So the two words yiru v'komu divide between the first half of the pasuk of malachim and the second half of the pasuk of sarim. So now Tosis further explains, Uchamo yiru v'komu, dahavi kodem sarim. Just like that idea of seeing and standing, which is before the subject of sarim is mentioned in the pasuk. So the yiru v'komu verbs, koi al malachim dila'el, that those two verbs of yiru v'komu are going on the earlier subject of malachim. So that was the objection of Reb Zeira, that koi nami asarim, that they should also go on the sarim, dichsiva basre, that is written right next to it, again, because of the vav of sarim viyishtachav. So in other words, that the sarim are not only going to bow, but they're also going to stand. But on the other hand, to say that the malachim are not only going to stand, v'kamu, but they're also going to bow, there's no source to say that. Because regarding the malachim, we don't have a vav attached to them, only with respect to the sarim. And here in this pasuk, it doesn't say something like Yiru v'komu melochim v'sarim ishtachavu, similar to Or Zarua Latzadik v'lishrelev simcha, which would indicate that if you're already trying to mix one with the other, then you have to go both ways, as Tosa says earlier. And since you can't go both ways, because clearly the pasuk is making some distinction between them, otherwise they would just lump them all together. So had it been written that way, with the word melochim next to the word sarim, then we have no other choice but to say, like Rabbi Lazar does, that it's exclusive, that the malachim are kamu and the sarim are ishtachavu. But now that it's not written that way, we don't have malachim next to sarim. We have the two words yiru v'kamu dividing between them, plus the vav only appears in the context of the sarim v'ishtachavu. So then we're forced to say that the malachim will be kamu, will get up, and the sarim, where it says v'ishtachavu, so they will do both. So Tosis just elaborate further to contrast it with the Or Zarua LaTzadik. Avalocha ein lefaresh ela Or Zarua LaTzadikim uliyishrei leiv simcha. Bach again changes the girsa to the word tzadik, but I thought that here maybe we could preserve the girsa, because here he's paraphrasing the pasuk as to what is going on. That Or Zarua LaTzadikim, the Or is for the righteous, uliyishrei leiv simcha, and for the upright of heart, joy applies. So in sum, what Tosis is saying is that depending on the exact setup of the pasuk, if the two subjects are placed together, then we have two choices, either to mingle everything that both have both, which clearly can't be the meaning of the pasuk, because otherwise the pasuk wouldn't write it separately, or that each one has their unique promised reward, and never the twain shall meet, that the tzaddikim get ora, and the yisharim get simcha. But if, on the other hand, the two subjects do not appear next to each other, such as the case of the malachim and the sarim, then we follow the vav, the and, to indicate who is being doubled, and who just has one quality. So in the case of the malachim are standing, and the, according to the objection of Reb Zeira, the sarim are doing both the kima and the hishtachavah. It's interesting that by contrast, Rabbeinu Gershom, apparently in dealing with the same problem that Tosis were dealing with, namely, how come there was no objection to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok's attributing Ora exclusively to Tzadikim and Simcha exclusively to Yisharim, and not having Yisharim have both Ora and Simcha based on the Vav? So Rabbeinu Gershom changed the Girsa from what we have in our Gemara. Instead of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok stating Lo hakol ora, velo hakol simcha, and tzaddikim only get ora, and yisharim only get simcha, Rabbeinu Gershom says that we should be goreis without the first lo, rather, hakol ora, velo hakol simcha, tzaddikim la ora, velo simcha, yisharim af simcha, the Yesharim Adifi Mitzadikim, meaning that everyone gets Ora among these righteous kinds of people, but not everyone gets Simcha. Tzadikim get Ora and not Simcha, and Yesharim get even Simcha in addition to Ora. Why? Because Yesharim are greater than Tzadikim. Perhaps that's a reference to what is mentioned by the Netziv in his famous introduction to Chumash Bereishis, that a tzaddik is a reference to someone who's righteous ben adam lamakom, and a yashar is someone who's righteous not only ben adam lamakom, but also ben adam lachavero. So he's a more righteous individual in the sense that he's a more complete tzaddik. So according to that approach, indeed, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is automatically assuming in his presentation that the Vav that appears in conjunction with the Yesharim is indicating that the Yesharim get both, similar to Rabbi Zeir's objection concerning the Malachim and the Sarim. And it's only the Tzaddikim who are given only Ora and not Simcha. In the Ozvara Gemara, they point out that even though our version of Rashi states as follows, Hachi Garsinan Loha Kola Ora Veloha Kola Simcha, Dichsiv Etz Orzerul Atzadik Lishrelev Simcha, but they quote the Dikduke Sofrin that probably is a mistake in our Rashi. It should probably state, since Rashi's words are very similar to Rabbeinu Gershom, that Hachi Garsinan not Loha Kola Ora, but Hakola Ora Veloha Kola Simcha. Namely, as we said before in our presentation of Rabbeinu Gershom, that both the Tzaddikim and the Yesharim get Ora, but only the Yesharim get Simcha. Rashi then continues, similarly to Rabbeinu Gershom, Yesharim leSimcha, the Yesharim adifi mitzaddikim, because the Yesharim are greater than the Tzaddikim, so they get Simcha. So, according to the way it appears in our Rashi, it sounds like Rashi is assuming that Tzaddikim only get Ora, and Yesharim only get Simcha, but somehow Simcha is better than Ora. But that would be questionable how Rashi knew that. So it's probably smoother to take out the first low in the Rashi and have the Rashi read exactly like Rabbeinu Gershom, that Rashi is pointing out that Yesharim get Simcha as well. And why is that? The Yesharim adifi mitzadikim, because Yesharim are greater than tzadikim. So this is quite different from Tosfos, who had to use some fancy analysis to say that when the subjects appear together, so then the Vav would indicate either that everyone has everything or exclusivity in both ways. Rabbeinu Gershom and presumably Rashi as well are not going that route, and they're assuming that the Vav only adds on to the second subject, and therefore they explain that Rav Nachum B'Yitzchak indeed holds that Yesharim, the second subject in the Pasuk of Or Zerul Atzadik Al Yishrele Simcha, get a double dose of bracha of Ora and Simcha, and the Tzaddikim only get Ora.
Mefarshim elaborate, the Marsha and other Mefarshim, as to exactly the meaning of this, and who are the Tzaddikim, and who are the Yishrei Lev, and what exactly is meant by Ora, and what exactly is meant by Simcha. Certainly an important topic to look into more. Masechta Tainis, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, Toisis Diri Maschil, Vafilu Bekamaisa. The Gemara, in commenting on the Mishnah that says that they would bring out the Teva into the street and have a whole special order of Tainis with a speaker and other unique aspects, points out in the Havamina that maybe this applies even to the first and middle fast days of 3 and 3 respectively. And then the Gemara quotes a Braisa that explicitly states that this order of bringing the Aron Kodesh out and the other things that are done with ash on the head and so on and so forth are only for the last 7 fast days. So Tosfos has an analysis comparing our Gemara with the Gemara earlier on Yud Gimel Amud Beis that seem to have different perspectives on this. So Tosfos begin. Kalomar, meaning, Vafilo Begimel Tainius Arishonos, that the Kamaisa refers to the first 3 fast days, Uva Gimel Shneos, and also to the middle ones, the second set of 3. Ka'amar b'masnisin, demotzin asateva luchova shalir. The Havmin of the Gemara was that our Mishnah is saying that with all those fast days, they bring the Aron Kodesh out to the city street. V'omer chov dalet brachis chulei. And that the 24 brachos, as outlined in our Mishnah, would also be stated, and not just on the last fast days. And then the Gemara quotes a braisa that can't be. Uriminu, v'atanya, rishonos, ushnios, nichnosin chulei. That on the first and second groups of 3 fast days, so the v'chulei is, nichnosim, leveis haknesses, and mispalin, kederach, and mispalin, kol shana kula. But they enter the shuls and they daven in the regular way. So now Tosfos comment, what is meant by the regular way? They daven in the regular way the whole year. Kelomar, meaning, Sheyomer Yudches Brachos, Kederach Shemispal and Koloshono. So Tosis in the initial understanding of our Gemara, maintain that Mispalin Kidera Kol Hashana means two things. Number one, that it's not 24 brachos, it's 18 brachos. And number two, that they don't take the teva outside, rather they daven in the shuls. And that would be two distinctions between the order of tefillah in the seven last fast days and the first three and the middle three. So now Taz has a kasha. Big kasha, and it's difficult. The Hala El, Befer Kama, earlier on in the Masechta, in the first parak, Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, Kamrinan. We say there at one stage in the Gemara, quoting a Braisa, Ein Bein Gimel Tainius, Shnias, Lishalish Vishainis, Ela, Shebe'elu. The Bach takes out the word Mispalin, which is not in the Braisa in Yud Gimel Mebeis. Ela Shebe'elu, Mutarin Basias Malacha, Ve'elu Asurin Basias Malacha. That in the former three fast days, you're allowed to do work, and so on and so forth. The other prohibitions also don't apply, namely Sicha, Rechitza, Nils Sandal, Tashmamita, Uve'elu Asur and Basias Malacha. In the middle fast days, is prohibited to work, etc., with the other forms of reduction of pleasure. And then the Gemara made a diuk from the Ein Bein, Hala Inyan Esrim V'Arba Zev Ezeh Shovin, that concerning the 24 brachas, they're equivalent, namely, the Vein B'Rishonos, the Vein B'Emseios, Sayu Omrim Chavdalid, that just as you would say the Chavdalid brachas in the middle, Tainios, you would also say them in the first Tainios. So in that context, the Gemara was using that as part of a more complex Shakla V'Tarya having to do with whether Yochid says Anenu as an insertion into Shemaya Tefillah, or as a separate brach, which we're not going to review now. But the bottom line is that the Gemara, as the Bach points out, at least at one stage in the conclusion of the Gemara, it could very well be that the Gemara concludes that you only say the Chav Dalet Brachas in the last seven fast days. But at one stage in the Gemara, on Daf Yud Gimel Beis in the first parak, the Gemara thought that perhaps you say Chav Dalet Brachas on the first three and the middle three, and not only the last seven. But yet, here we have an explicit brisa that states that you daven in the shuls in the regular way on the first and the second sets of three. So how could the Gemara even have a fleeting havamina on Yud Gimel Beis that you say Chav Dalet Brachas on the first three and the second three sets of fasting? Another difficulty of Od Kosha, Tamrina La'el V'Boyesema B'Emseiois Nami Lo Matzlu Chav Dalet. One of the alternative answers given in explaining those braises is that indeed the first three and the second three are similar in all ways except for the Issa Malacha, but they're similar not in that both have Chav Dalet Brachas, but they're similar in that both do not have the Chav Dalet Brachas. B'Emseiois Nami Lo Matzlu Chav Dalet. And in the middle fast days, they also don't dive into 24. The Tosis ask that within that V'Boyesema, not that that's wrong that both of them don't have Chav Dalet Brachas, because our Brisa that is quoted in our Gemara seems to explicitly state that. Why didn't it bring a support from this Brisa here? To elaborate a little more. The first kasha that Tosis asks is that the stage of the Gemara where they thought that you say Chav Dalet Brachas in the first fast days and the middle fast days is just wrong and contradicted by our Brisa. So how could the Gemara say that there? The second kasha, which is a little more subtle, is that when the Gemara states that indeed you don't say the Chav Dalet Brachas on the first set of the three and the second set of the three in the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, so rather than just stating that as a possibility, why not bring a proof from this Brisa? And the fact that the Gemara didn't bring a proof is somewhat unusual. So Tosis answers both kashas with the following teretz. Yesh loymar. Daha dika amar hacha mispalin kiderach kol hashana. That which it says here, that they daven in the shuls, the way they daven the whole year, which we were assuming in the original understanding of Tosis, means two things. Number one, that you don't take the teva out into the street, and number two, that you don't say 24 brachas. The Tosis now in the teretz say that that's not necessarily what the brisa means. Lav be'esrim v'arba brachas ka'amar. The Brisa is not necessarily addressing the 24 brachas. Ela ka'amar, rather, it could be saying shemispalin k'derech kol hashana, that they daven the way they do the whole year. Shelo hayamotzin es hateva l'rchov v'shel ir, that they don't take the Aron Kodesh out to the city street, rather they daven in the shuls. And if that's the way we read the Brisa, that idea of davening the regular way is a statement of where you daven, not how you daven, so then the two kashas go away. Again, what were the two kashas? That how could the Gemara have a havamina on Yud Gimel Beis that you say Chav Dalet Brachas on the first and middle fast days? But our Brisa says explicitly not so, by saying you daven the regular way. So the Teretz is The Brisa never said you daven the regular way. The Brisa said that you daven in the shuls the way you do the whole year, meaning that you don't daven outside the shuls and you don't take the teva outside. But perhaps you do say chavdala brachas. And similarly, the second kasha, why didn't they support the assumption that the Gemara made at a later stage in the Gemara on Yud Gimel of Beis that you don't say chavdala brachas, neither in the first set of three nor in the second set of three, so why didn't support it from this Braisa? And the answer is because there's no absolute support in this Braisa, because this Braisa could merely be stating that you don't take the Teva out into the street. It's interesting that Rashi and the Yud Gimel Amud Beis, based on the simplest reading of our Gemara, which is what Tosaf was assuming in the Kasha, maintains with certainty that you don't say Chavdala Brachis except for on the last 7 days. What Tos is pointing out here, that there's not necessarily an absolute proof to that. So the Ran indeed takes up this discussion again and suggests that maybe you say Chavdala Brachis on other fast days other than the last 7. Tos divi maschil v'noisen efer al gabe chule. On the margin, they point out this Tos is really relevant to the Mishnah. The Mishnah states that one puts ash on top of the Aron Kodesh and on top of the various notables, and everyone puts ash on their head as well. So Tosis has a very curious comment. So the Gemara has a machlokis, whether Afer refers to dirt, to afar, or whether it actually refers to Afer ash, which is referred to in the Gemara as Afer makle. So Tos is going with that assumption that we're dealing with Afer makle, and that indeed is our girs in the Mishnah, the nosen in Afer makle al gabi ateva, which we don't have in the Dibur Maschil of Tosis, but that is what Tosis assumed. But also Afer, and that ash that they would put on the Aron Kodesh, etc., havi me etzem odom, would be from the bone of a person. Sharei, the Bach takes out the word who. Sharei ha'efer havi lezikaron ha'akeda. Because the Gemara states on Tezayim and Aleph that the reason we would take Dafka Ash is to serve as a remembrance of the Akeda, of Akedas Yitzchak, where it was a carbon that was burnt and turned into ash. Uvakeda hayatzamos. And in that Akeda there were bones. So, according to our Girsa, that it's Etzem Adam, so presumably this will be a reference to the famous Medrash that states that when Avram Avinu, who didn't shecht Yitzchak, and brought an ayil instead, but everything he was doing to the ayil, he said, Yehi Ratzon, that it should be as if I'm doing it to my son. And indeed, Midrashim state that Efer Yitzchak munach al gabim mizbeach, and therefore there's no need for zikaron. Hashem, so to speak, does not have to remember Yitzchak. He only has to remember Avram and Yaakov, because Yitzchak is always before him, because his ash is on the Mizbeach. And presumably, that's what I had heard, that that's based on that tefillah of Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu, when he was bringing the ayil, he was saying it should be as if Yitzchak was being shechted. It's as if Yitzchak is being burnt. So hence, the meaning of this Tosfos is presumably, according to that Girsa, dafka to use the ash of a person, because even though the ash of the Akedah was really an ayil, a ram, but it's as if it were a person. That stated, Yaakov Emden and the Yalkut Meforshim in the back says that this Tos is tamua. Perhaps the kashas that bother him include the following. How could you burn the bone of a person? It's a chi of kvura, and it's also b'hanah. Unless we're dafka dealing with a non-Jewish bone that doesn't have a chi of kvura to it, and according to some sheets, this is not aser b'hanah. But that would be quite a chiddush that you have to use the ash of a person, even of a non-Jew. So I saw in the Oz V'Hadar edition that they quote some that suggest that maybe we should actually modify the Tosfos to read also Efer having me etzem ayil, not me etzem adam, and the ayil, of course, being parallel to the animal that was brought instead of Yitzchak at the Akedah.